Okay. Dear friends of Love for Volleyball, Amor por el Voleibol, I have the pleasure of speaking today with a Polish volleyball player, former member of the Polish national team. He played three Olympic Games in London and Rio and Tokyo. He is two-time world champion in 2014 in Poland and 2018 in Italy. He's a European champion, World League champion, so many other medals. I'm referring to Piotr Nowakowski, who is kindly today with me talking about volleyball and his career. How are you, Piotr?
First of all, hello everyone. It's a pleasure for me also to talk to you now. I'm okay. I'm just before the practice, so we got an hour to talk about volleyball. Yeah.
Fantastic. Piotr, tell me please, first of all, when did you start playing volleyball and when did you choose volleyball as your sport?
Well, it wasn't exactly my choice. I was living in a small village close to Warsaw, where volleyball was the favorite sport of my former physical education teacher. And he was really in love with this sport. And when I was at, I think, fourth grade of school, on the physical education lessons, we were playing a lot of volleyball. So that's the beginning. Yes. After this PE classes, I was convinced by one of my friends to come to the volleyball practice that was not junior team, something before junior. I can't really remember the proper name for this, but we started to play there, I don't know, twice or three times a week. So it was just it wasn't a lot for me, yes, because I had other things to do. And first I wasn't so good about the volleyball. It was okay to spend some time out of the computer, out of the house, to meet with friends. But then I went to the secondary school, and then one of the coaches from Warsaw, from Metro Warszawa team, it's a junior team, he saw me somewhere. I can't remember exactly when, but there was kind of tournament in Warsaw. Then I was I think the tallest one from the guys in my team, so he thought that maybe this guy one day will play some good volleyball, and he was right. Yes, this is how it started. Okay. So from my family house, I had to go to Warsaw for first practices. Like I had to go there for 1 hour and 20 minutes to get there. Okay. Then I had the practice, and then I had to come back. So it wasn't easy for the beginning, but well, it was a nice time.
Okay. Yep. And tell me please, in this time when you start to play volleyball, or before or after volleyball, was or is a life opportunity for young men in Poland? Because what I know about volleyball in Poland, that for example, after the Olympics from 66 from Montreal, many players from this team, like Wojtowicz or Skorek, were almost legends for the Polish people. Did you know about this, or was this an influence for you or not?
To be honest, I wasn't so interested in volleyball, in history of volleyball.
Okay.
I started to think about it when I started to when I was 18. Okay. I started my first senior season in AZS Częstochowa, and this team was really famous that days. Now it's in second division, but well, it's sometimes it happens. But then it was like a very good club for young volleyball players to get some skills, mm-hmm. to play with some good other players, mm-hmm. with more experience, to get experience. And it was a nice beginning for me. I'm really happy that I chose this option, because I had other options to start my volleyball journey. So I'm glad that I chose Częstochowa, because then everything started for me. I started to follow the national team matches, to watch some games. And on my first season, I met Piotr Gacek, mm-hmm. that was then a libero of the national team, and he was in our team. He was he just won the silver medal of the World Championships in Japan.
Japan, exactly.
So yes, so it was wow, it's happening. Yes, you are now a volleyball player. You know guys from the national team. So maybe it's a nice beginning of something.
And when did you start playing for the national team? How was the story?
It was like 2008. It was my I was at the national team camps in I think it was 2007 already. Mm-hmm. But it was just camps, you know, and the coach was Raul Lozano.
Okay.
So it was just beginning some camps. I wasn't good enough to get to the first squad. Mm-hmm. So it was a time to get experience, and I started to play on 2008. My first match was against Montenegro. Mm-hmm. In Olsztyn, it was qualifications to European Championships, and well, I think I played quite nice, and this is how it happened. Yes, I wasn't, of course, a first sixth player, mm-hmm. but it took some time, and you know, with gaining experience, getting better, I started to play regularly, mm-hmm. and that's all. That's how it happened.
Today we have YouTube, we have internet, and we can watch these games. When you play, mm-hmm. the national teams, and you were a middle blocker, because you're very very tall, but also you have a great jump skills. Look at the Polish team, at the national Polish team, is that beside your physical qualities, you have a very good technique, and also have a very impressive passion for volleyball. Because we are in Chile, in South America, we think, oh, okay, the Latinos, we are we are very passionate for sport, but the European, not the Russian, the Polish, they're very cold players. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. I watch your games, and the points you made, it's a war. You're shouting, you're laughing. Yes. It's very 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 impressive how you play. And how was it for you to be part of this various teams, the 2014, mm-hmm. 2018. How was it for you in person to play with different coaches in the national team, but with different mm-hmm. teammates? How was it for you?
Well, first of all, yes, we have a passion to play volleyball, to play sports, but most of the emotions are inside of us. We don't expose everything
too much
for the outside world.
Yes,
not too much. Like for sure, like you guys from the South America, that you like to have some show about around the sport, the volleyball, for example, but mostly football, I guess.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's called Joga Bonito in Portuguese. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In Brazil. Uh-huh. So yes. So we, like you said, we are more cold-hearted, like most of people in Europe, but still we have a heart to play. So, so yes. On the beginning, I was a really shy guy.
Okay.
And my first nickname was Quiet Pete. So, so yes, it shows how it was going that days. Now I think it's a little bit better. I'm more opened to the others, and more got more expressions during the games. But then it was like, you know, I'm just a beginner. I need some time to get on with it. Mm-hmm. And yes, I remember the team in 2014. I think it was a big surprise for everyone that we managed to get the gold medal. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was a bit easier for us because we are playing in Poland.
Yes,
we had a lot of opportunities from the from our fans, from our staff around the team. So it was a bit easier for us, for sure, than the other teams. Well, I remember a lot that I liked this, the first game that we were playing on the stadium, on the national stadium in Warsaw. It was amazing. There were like more than 60,000 spectators.
It's impressive.
It was really amazing. Yes.
It was a soccer stadium transformed in volleyball, or
yes,
or a very
yes,
full with crazy people shouting and
yes. There was a court. There was a court built in the center of the field.
Yes.
Around it was there were some standings for people, and the rest of was around on the stadium. And it was really amazing. Of course, it was difficult to play there because, you know, the smaller the gym is, it's easier to get, you know, I don't know how to express it in English, but it's easier for us to play when you see the ceilings, see the walls around. It's easier for you to adapt to this situation. Mm-hmm. Then on the stadium, it was really difficult, but also for us, but also for our opponents. That was Serbia national team.
Okay.
And then we won the first game, and we were like, "Wow, it's happening!" And I think thanks to this winning, we had some nice flow that we were going through all other games. Mostly winning, but there were some problems, of course, on the road. But like I said, the atmosphere around us was so positive, so good, that we were going on this flow, like I said, that, and we were unstoppable, I think.
Yes,
we
yes.
can say like this. Yes, the team was really nice. Coach was former volleyball player Stefan Antiga.
Yeah.
We were knowing him from the volleyball courts. We were playing like, I don't know, two or three seasons before against him. He was in Bełchatów and in Bydgoszcz, and he was a really good technical player. You know the France technical skills.
Yes.
Yes. That's really nice. He was one of the I can say the icons of volleyball playing in Poland. So the atmosphere that he built inside the team, was really nice. We were just like friends all together, and this helped us a lot to achieve a gold medal.
Yes.
Well, which was, like I said, a little bit surprised, but well, surprises happens.
Yes. Yep.
And the other team, 2018 team. Yes, the our coach was one crazy guy from Belgium, Vital Heinen.
Yeah.
Crazy about volleyball, but also crazy in his personal life. I like him a lot. Yes, he was really. Maybe he wasn't so friendly with us like Stefan was before, but he had some nice skills that psychological things.
Okay.
In his head, he liked to talk a lot to the players. He was taking us for a walk. It was called Walk and Talk with Vital.
Yeah.
And we were talking about everything, what's in our minds, what's good, what's bad, how is our family, how is anything, you know. It was really nice. He was... he had a good approach to the players, and also the atmosphere then was really nice because we could bring our families okay. everywhere with us, and it for the sports life it's really important to have quiet mind with your family, that they are, you know, that they are safe with you. That's really nice. You can spend some time together with other families, other volleyball players' families. So it was a nice time spent in the national team with Vital.
And what you are saying brings me to memory when I interviewed a former Russian player. He's from Lithuania. And he told me he played mm-hmm. against Poland in the Olympic final in Montreal. And he told me that before mm-hmm. the final, all the Russians were very concentrated, studying the games, isolated from the world. And he told me that the Polish team were opposite. They were making a barbecue. They were shouting and singing and drinking beer. So they watched the Polish player, he told me that was unbelievable at this time. But what you're saying make many sense to me, because a comfortable situation with your family, when feeling comfortable, feeling safe is also so important for a sport, yep. for a volleyball player. So it's great to know this. And also,
that's right. That's
You played both finals against Brazil. So yes. Maybe this was, I think, a lot of pressure, because Brazil won the previous championship against Poland in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
How was it for you, for your team, to play against these monsters of Brazil?
We took a revenge from the Japan, so it was a pleasure to play. In 2014, mm-hmm. Like I said, it was a surprise. We wasn't playing so good.
Okay.
Like in 2018, in this final, because in 2018, after we won the tiebreak against USA,
yes,
the day before the final, we were completely sure that we are going to win the gold medal. Okay. It was just a matter of time, matter of playing against Brazil, and it was nothing for us. But in 2014, it was completely different. Of course, we were nervous. And it was hard for us, but we had a best volleyball player in the world back then, Mariusz Wlazły, mm-hmm. and he was on the really good in the really good shape, and he was playing like a robot, and we had some. Of course, other players that were on a very good level, very high level. And, well, we were playing in Katowice,
yes.
in a gym called Spodek, that for the Polish spectators and Polish volleyball players is like a church. for volleyball. And well, it was unbelievable winning the first championship in many, many years. So well, yes, but and of course against Brazil, that Brazil won, I think, 3 times in a row previous championships. So we stopped the series of Brazil, and well, now it's time for us. Maybe 3 times in a row for Poland. Who knows?
And you're because the final against Brazil in 2018 was overwhelming. You played all what you did was correct in Brazil. And mm-hmm. many times when I watch a game, I watch the faces of the players, and Brazilian faces were devastating. You saw that you were trying to make things good, but you did it better. You blocked better. Your hit better. Your defense better. It was impressive how you played this finals. And after this, I must ask you. I suppose many people ask you before about this. Why you could win this championship, the world championship, the European championship, the world league. But what happened in the Olympics? What do you think went wrong for you having the same team, the same mentality? I think in London mm-hmm. or on Rio or in Tokyo. What do you think about this?
It's a hard question for me. I don't like it at all.
Please excuse me, but I have to make it because
it's okay.
I try to understand why a so great team, so strong, so tall, and what happened in the Olympics, and when you see the same team playing in the world champion or European championship.
That's the question. Why? But it's not easy to answer it. I think in 2012. In London, we were playing good mm-hmm. just before Olympics. But when the day of the Olympic Games came, something went wrong. We were completely out of physical power,
okay.
And we were like, you know. It was difficult for us. Everything was difficult. Many of us was the first time on the Olympics. We had to play a game at 9 o'clock in the morning. We had to leave at 6 because there are a lot of traffics in London.
Exactly.
And it was all difficult. And plus that we didn't have power. I don't know. Maybe there was something wrong with this preparation for the Olympics, but we were completely powerless, the Olympics started quite nice for us. We won something, but then we couldn't even win against Australia. That was a big punch in our faces.
Yes.
Then so we were completely powerless, and I think that's the main excuse that we can use, of course, but we were so pumped before the Olympics, and then the pressure was going low, low, low. And
okay.
And everyone knows how it ended.
Yes, yes.
Well, then Rio.
Well, tell me, please.
Yes. Rio was difficult for me in different reason, because couple months before I had a surgery on my spine.
Okay.
And it was a tough time for me. I was close even to resign from sport, because it was a heart injury, and coming back after it took me a couple of months. And well, to be honest, I don't know what happened, what we did wrong on this Olympics. Because everything was it wasn't so long time ago, but everything is dark for me. Because after this injury, I wasn't thinking about the volleyball too much.
I understand.
I was thinking about my back, my health, and I cannot tell you the reason why it went wrong. But in Tokyo, recently, the problem was that we were so focused on winning the gold medal, not the silver, not the bronze, on winning the gold medal, thinking about the gold medal all the time. Our minds were set about set on this goal, that we didn't find the joy in this, in the playing on the Olympics. You know, we're so motivated and so focused on this goal that we were not having fun. We were just thinking about the volleyball. We didn't go around having a barbecue like guys in Montreal, like you said. We're completely like professionals and think only about this. So I guess this was our problem.
Yes.
That's why we didn't win.
Yeah, and as I told you before, I like to watch the faces of the players in Tokyo. I could see you were with other faces, with others without smiles, like in Italy, in the world champion. You were happy playing.
Yep.
Volleyball is a sport. You must play it happily. Nobody forced you to play volleyball. So
yes.
In Tokyo, I saw your faces were very, very serious, very out of focus, maybe. And I have another question for you about this. How was it for you and your team that you integrated a former Cuban player like Wilfredo León, like other countries, like for example Italy, with Juan Torena, or Brazil with Leal? How was it for you, the Polish team, that since I know you never have a foreign player in your national team? How was it for you, having such a strong player but a foreign player for you? How was it for you? And personally, and your team.
Well, I knew Leon, Wilfredo Leon, before. He was, after moving from Cuba, he was practicing a lot in Rzeszów when I was playing. Sometimes we met each other on the gym. Then I met him personally. For our team, it was for the national team, it was natural.
Okay.
There's just another guy. Maybe his color of the skin is different, but well, he's our guy. He's Polish.
Okay.
His wife is Polish. His kids are Polish now.
Okay.
He's speaking really good Polish.
Ah,
so
okay.
so it was just natural. Of course, not perfect Polish, but I think it's impossible for the others to
Polish,
completely.
Polish is a very strange language. It's a very hard language.
Yes.
I know, but
indeed,
Wilfredo played many years in Russia, so I think he also speak Russian. So I don't know if Russian or Polish are similar. I don't know, but maybe he has some Caucasian background for his practice.
Yes, his wife is Polish, so he had to learn it anyways. Polish and Russians, we don't like this comparing.
Okay.
I understand.
Absolutely.
Yes. We had something in common in the language, but it's a different story. So he had to learn Polish anyways.
I ask you this about because the world is changing, and we see more and more countries, especially countries of Europe, having people that before never were played in national team. For example, in Germany soccer, we see colored people playing, or from Turkey, that before it never be a reality. We in South America, Sometimes, but less the situation happens to us, especially in Chile, where we have since a few years a great immigration from countries like Haiti or Colombia, Venezuela. So we have more colored players in our teams, but it's very uncommon. So I ask you this about Wilfredo, because I know he's a super great volleyball player, and I wanted to know, how was it for you to play with a foreign player? But as you have to tell me, he's Polish. He plays like you.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And come on, he's a really good player. But also, our team was on a good level. So yeah, he was just
absolutely.
He was just another. He was just another good player that is playing in the national team. Yep.
Exactly. And Peter, please tell me, we're talking about your career, your experience in the national team. How was it for you? Beside the national team, being a professional volleyball player in Poland, we are talking about the craziness about the fans in Poland for volleyball. How was it for you in your personal life? You have a family, you have children. Is it possible to conceive a life like a volleyball professional player in Poland, or is it more difficult as, for example, soccer player or another sport?
Well, it's not so difficult. Of course, it's a little bit harder to go on the street without being noticed by someone, without being asked for the autograph or the picture. But it's nice. It's really nice. I think the difference between football and volleyball players in Poland is that the football players don't success a lot. So maybe spectators that are meeting them on the streets or anywhere are a little bit more upset about some things, about their playing. But we are a good players. So we are a good players. We are a good team. And there is nothing to worry about. So every time the atmosphere when we meet with fans anywhere, it's really nice, and you know, the Poland isn't a so big country, but the volleyball is one of the most watched sports.
Yes,
in my opinion, this should be sport number one, because we success a lot.
Yes,
we have a lot of medals.
Mm-hmm.
So Polish spectators can be proud of us. We can be proud of them, because what they're doing on the gyms in Poland is really amazing. So well, maybe some of guys can complain about it, but for me, it's a pleasure to talk to someone about volleyball on the street, to give an autograph, to take a picture with them. So it's not so I don't know the word properly, but it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Yes. Beside Lewandowski, I don't know any famous football player from Poland. And what you're telling me, it's true. I'm a very big fan of Polish volleyball, because as my childhood, I know about a lot of about this Montreal team with Wojtowicz, Gorek, and all these players.
Mm-hmm.
I also read sometimes that because of the lack of medals in other sports like football, volleyball mm-hmm. was a very important sport in Poland, because you have won so many medals along this years, and for me, as I told you outside camera, you're my first Polish volleyball player that I have the honor to interview. So for me, it's a great pleasure. I'm so happy about this, because I like Polish volleyball because of the passion, this mix of passion, of technique, of willingness to win all the time. And that's because I like to talk with you and understanding how a Polish volleyball player think about this important game in the Olympics, the why you didn't succeed in the Olympics, and why you won the world champion or the European champion. It's very interesting for me to know, and also for my fans around the world to know you, and to know that I'm talking with a world champion. No, you're not any player, so it's fantastic. And I also want to thank Robert Santilli, who gave us the opportunity to talk with you. So finally, I want to ask you, Piotr, when you start playing volleyball, you start at school very young, and as we in South America, we in Chile especially, we talk with our friends, I want to play like Rahman in Brazil, I want to play like Raul Quiroga in Argentina. How was it for you? Did you have some stars and you wanted to emulate? How was it for you when you were starting as a young boy playing volleyball?
Well, to be honest, I didn't have a star that I was trying to copy his volleyball skills to his behavior. But of course, we were watching our senior national team players. That's all. They were a good team. Mm-hmm. They were a really good team. They didn't win a lot of medals. Of course, this world championship in 2006 was the best that they achieved. But they were really good players. They just didn't have enough luck, maybe, that they didn't succeed in many tournaments. But they were really playing good, and not only in Poland, Polish league, mm-hmm. but also in Italian, Russian. So they were really good players. They just didn't have the team, team like we used to have, the atmosphere. Maybe it's hard to say what was the lack of this national team. But I cannot say that I, like I told you, that I cannot say that I have an icon that I was watching at, looking at all the time. I was just doing my stuff, and I hope that one day I will become an idol for others. Sure. Young adults.
Yes, huh? And you played with, if I'm not wrong, with Paweł Sagumi. If I'm not wrong, yes. And he was a very important setter for the Polish team, and you won with Paweł the 2014 World Championship. Okay, is it so? And how was it for you and for him to win this and two different generations of volleyball players to achieve this big triumph in Poland?
I think for both of us it was a big success. For him, it was a last opportunity to win something because of his age, of yes. course, and he was ending his career soon. So it was a big thing for him. Mm. But for me also, I was 2014. I was 27. Not young anymore, but not old. I think it was one of my best shapes that I had, and it was something special. Yes, I was playing with Paweł before. We won also together a European Championship in 2009. But that time he was, of course, a star. I was like a third middle blocker. So for me it was, yay, I'm with national team that won. But he was the main director of it. So yes. So for him it was a lot. Yes, it was our first ever European Championship and only still. So it was a big success also. Fantastic. I remember the party after it was. Really nice.
and tell me, please, to finally to ask you, what do you think, or what your impression about the world champion that will happen very soon? What do you think about the Polish team will make in this in this tournament?
Well, again, it happens in Poland. Of course, we know why. Yes. I don't want to talk about it.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yes. I was watching a few games of our national team in the World League.
Yes.
Where Nations League. It's called Nations League now.
Yes.
And also in some tournaments now in Poland. And what I saw was a really good team that is aiming to this, you know, first place again. First place again. Like I told you, the third gold medal in a row would be something really nice. The road to this gold isn't so difficult at the beginning because the group is not so bad. Then the system of this tournament is friendly for us. But well, we are the hosts, so we got some rights. And I'm really cheering up for them. Some of my good friends are still playing in this team, so I really hope that they will.
Cross finger.
They will. Yes, cross finger. That they will achieve a gold medal. Of course, every medal for them would be a great success. But I wish them gold.
Yes.
I wish that Polish national team will still be on the top.
Fantastic.
And I would like to win against France.
Very tough.
We got some, yes.
France has a very, very good team. Piotr,
yes, that's right.
I want to thank you again. I'm so happy to meet you. For your time, thank you for your time and your words and your kindness for talking to me. I invite you to keep in touch and keep health. Send you many health wishes for you and your family. And very happy to
thank
talk
you
to
very you. Much.
I sent you a big hug from Chile, so far away from Poland.
Never been to Chile. It's a pity, but maybe one day. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. It was a really pleasure for me also. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this conversation. I would like to say hello to everyone that is watching it. I hope you enjoy it and send many greetings from Poland. Pozdrawiam wszystkich serdecznie.
Muchas gracias y muchos saludos de Chile a ti, Piotr, también. Chao, chao. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Take care.